The French government confirmed reports that U.S. troops in Iraq are holding three French Islamists who allegedly traveled to the region to fight with the Iraqi insurgency. They are believed linked to an Islamist cell that French police shattered in Paris last week. These and other Iraq-bound Islamists are a source of concern in Europe. News about the detention of the three French Islamists by U.S. troops in Iraq was first reported in Friday's edition of France's Le Figaro newspaper. News agencies later reported the story independently. According to sources quoted by the various news agencies, U.S. troops arrested the three in Fallujah last November and have detained them ever since. The French Foreign Ministry on Friday confirmed the three men were being held in Iraq, but said little is known about them. A Pentagon spokesman said U.S. Defense Department officials, as a matter of policy, do not discuss individual detainees or their nationalities. All three men reportedly are part of a group of Islamists that was based in northeastern Paris. French police claim they smashed that cell last week, arresting nearly a dozen people in two separate raids. Le Figaro had earlier reported that three members of the same Paris group had been killed by American troops in Iraq. French media also report that two of those arrested in Paris last week had intended to go to Iraq to fight in the insurgency as well. Those arrested reportedly have ties with other so-called jihadists in Europe, radical extremists who endorse violent methods to establish Islamist states and fight against Western interests. The Paris group reportedly included ethnic Africans and North Africans, as well as a Christian convert to Islam. In the past, hundreds of young radical men streamed from European countries to Afghanistan, Bosnia, and Chechnya. Many were allegedly trained in al-Qaeda camps in Afghanistan. Now, some experts are worried about a new wave of European recruits for the insurgency in Iraq. Two men were also arrested in Germany a week ago. They are suspected of being part of a group that has helped at least a dozen radicals travel from Germany to Iraq. But Mouafiq Aboud, Iraq's new ambassador to France, believes that Iraq-bound radicals from Europe are not a major source of concern.
It's not really a large number. I think this group used to send more people to fight in Afghanistan, for example. Now in Iraq, there are, I think, a few people coming from Europe recruited by these terrorist groups to send them to Iraq and join the terrorist group inside Iraq.
For example, Mr. Aboud believes only about 10 to 15 fighters left France for Iraq. French extremists also fought alongside counterparts in Afghanistan a few years ago. Seven of them ended up as prisoners in Guantanamo. The United States sent back four to France last year. Three remain and may be the subject of talks between French and U.S. officials next week when U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice visits Paris. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.